Ew, you like anime? Who the fuck watches anime?
Anime trap house, shimmin' it about to put the mask out. Anime trap house, JoJo shit, we stand out. Anime trap shit, hoes on tap in the back, piss. Anime trap shit, turn it from the back in the clap.
The universe be fucked up and shit. And by the universe, I mean all you fuckers out there. I had to put my dog to sleep for the last time in the last week. That shit hurt my whole soul. And then I come back and find out I gotta watch people do it again in anime version with fucking elf and humans and shit. And you just do it to me again, huh? I understand it's a meme that Harris cries at everything. I don't have any more tears left in my body for this shit, okay? I saw a post one time that was like, humans are considered the elves for dogs because we have so much longer lifespans. And then you do this shit to me? You come in here, into my fucking house, into my room while I'm crying and piss on my face and call it piss? You don't even tell me it's tears, you just call it piss? Have some respect for me. It's some bullshit. Welcome to the Anime Trap House.
Oh, I missed you.
I'm not gonna lie, dude. When you're like, yeah, right, I was like, whoa.
Yeah, no one warned me. None of you. I watched it. I saw on Crunchyroll some motherfuckers been to episode 16. That means one of you motherfuckers at minimum knew this was happening and saw me say "all right," and then was like, "Yeah, let him run."
Yeah, that's fine. He's already had some pretty bad heartbreak recently. Let's let him run.
I can't. With y'all,
I didn't think about that at all. I
sat down yesterday to watch it, I think it was the day before. Yeah, it was the day before. And I was like, oh, I'm kind of sad, like anime, you know, that'll cheer me up. And I started watching it. The first episode, I'm like, strapped to my fucking couch, just like, oh. I'm like watching the whole second half of the episode with tears in my eyes. I'm like, why did they do this? What the fuck is wrong with them?
Oh my god, dude, your face.
I watched two episodes and I was like, I need to stop and do anything else right now. And then I watched two episodes later and I was like, this shit just keeps going. They just keep driving it into me.
Yeah, it's just got like one theme.
Fuck. And I was like, that's why I was like, I can't figure out what to write. I'm so like emotionally and mentally drained. I'm like, I'm just going to get mad. That's all that's going to happen. That's what I'm doing for the intro, getting mad. And that's what I did. I am your host, Harris No More Tears Khan. With me are my people, Cody the Tattoo Man Chambers, Justin the Mustache Man Flory, and Kyle the Big Dick Ramsey Lalich. How's everybody doing?
Checked all the boxes on
there. Checked all the boxes. I'm mad. I'm scorched earth right now, dude.
Real talk though, that intro for being right off top of the dome like that, fire, dude.
It was great.
It's good.
I was like, you're like Justin the Mustache Flory. I was like, we all like three of us have mustaches. Cody has a mustache on his chin. Like
when I think of Justin, like when I think of each of you, right? When I close my eyes and think of Justin, I imagine him as just a big mustache, right? When I think of Cody, I just imagine him with as a giant outline of a tattoo, right? When I think of Kyle, I just think of a giant dick. Not like a mean dick, just like legitimately a penis, you know?
Yeah.
And then PJ, I just
not
think
like
of, like,
a
muscles.
Mean dick.
Yeah. When you think of Kyle, is it flaccid or is it hard?
Oh, it's hard.
It's hard.
My man stays
it's
hard.
Fucking,
you know what I mean?
It's staying pumped, dude.
Staying pumped. Yeah, PJ's not here, but I was gonna say he was a muscle man too. But
yeah.
How's everybody doing? It's been a minute.
I'm doing good.
Good.
Dude, I'm sick. I'm losing my voice. It's really hard to
My cat is losing its contest to a cat named Tony Scarface Baloney. Yeah. And I fucking hate that because Carl Arm's a way better name than Tony Scarface Baloney.
It's true.
No, it's not.
My dog lost his contest in life, man. Like, you talk about shit, dude. Like,
yeah, Kyle, you don't talk about your fucking animals in the presence.
I can't talk about shit around him
right
now.
No, it's fucked up too because like two of my friends also lost their dogs. Like, yeah. In the same time period.
Yeah, my friend just lost her like 20 plus year old little dog.
What the fuck, dude? Yeah. I'm telling you, the eclipse did something. The eclipse did some shit, dude.
The animals
like,
know.
The animals know. They said, I'm cooked. I'm out. And then just like dipped, you know?
Yeah, that dog
you,
was
you missed it. Ancient. You missed it last week, Harris. We were like doing our shout outs, and Kyle was like, shout out Roman. I was like, no.
I was like, we don't know. I'm still mad about that. Cause like you guys acted like I was like,
you're a piece of shit.
My God. I was not a piece
Listen,
of
not
shit.
Everybody wants all, not everybody wants all their information public.
All I said was that's RIP all Roman.
It's fine.
Right. Just shout out Social Security number. You know?
I like just in the pets channel. In the Discord, I thought about putting what I put on Facebook, right? Because I'm like, you know, I'm like old and racist, so that's why I use Facebook. But like, I was like gonna put something, and I was like, nah, I can't. I'm not ready, you know.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, it's fine. I don't care if people know. Like, it was right. It was very traumatic for me.
I figured it was fine, yeah. But I don't like to, you know. Yeah, I don't.
Both of them were like, ooh. Ooh.
Yeah, I just like calling like, Kyle a piece of shit.
And I had that moment because, you know, I sometimes don't know social cues. Yeah. Sometimes. I'm like, did I fuck up?
I'm going to say right now, if anything bad happens in my life and I don't say it first, don't fucking talk about it. That's what I'm going to say about me.
If you're,
that's fair.
If don't your talk dog about died,
it. I, don't
why,
talk about
why
it.
Why can't I say RIP Nimbus or whatever, you know?
Because they don't need to know. I don't like people knowing my shit, all right? They don't even know I have a dog named Nimbus, all stay right? They don't need life. To know I got a dog named Domino, okay?
You do.
You just...
No, I think that's great. It's good.
Don't
I
dox me, Kyle. Don't dox me, all right?
It's what Roman would have wanted.
There's been, like, a resurgence of shit I've seen, like, online. I swear I've seen, like, many, like, posts now where they're like, don't say their shit. And it's like, but it's, like, very tiny shit. And I'm like, it's getting to the point where I can't talk about anything.
Don't talk about anything.
I'll be like, you know what?
It, all this is what you can talk about. Big dicks, yep. Mustaches, yep. Tattoos.
Yep.
You'd be like, I have a friend. No, fuck.
I have a friend, acquaintance. I mean,
this I got guy. a person I know.
Someone knows me. Fuck.
Because it's just like we live in that age where you can like find out everything about everyone if you have enough information, right?
Yeah.
It's fucking wild.
Yeah, dude, I seen it in TikTok. This guy, that's his whole shtick, is that he just fucking basically doxes everything.
Yeah.
Not in the, like, bad way, but.
Bless you.
Thanks.
I know what guy you're talking about. It'll be like a dude, like, talking about a girl, and he's like, well, this is you.
Yeah.
And he'll, like, show their Facebook, and he's like, and this is your
dad.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
The
yeah.
craziest thing yeah, I good. Seen was where someone was like, this is how you gaslight, and then, like, he scratched out all the steps.
Oh, yeah.
And then he yep. fucking figured
and
out
then he
what
figured it out.
I'm sorry. What?
Yeah, it was wild, dude. It's a good one.
It's wild. It's time, crazy times out there. Anyway, what are we watching today? What or in another way to put this, what is causing Harris emotional damage this week? Frieren.
I literally watched it, and I still don't know how to say it.
Do you understand Frieren. How hard it is to type that name?
Yeah. Frieren.
How many times
you
gotta
say it like that?
It feels
say it like that.
It feels wrong every time. I'm pretty sure I did not spell it
Frieren.
Like, no, correctly every time.
The only way I spell it is I copy and paste the name from Google. That's the only way I spell it.
Yeah, that's how I imagine typing.
That's the only way
you
start.
I don't know how to write. I know how to copy paste. We got it.
It's the only way I spell it, dude.
He's a fucking keyboard, dude.
I type in F R E R E R I E N, and then the first name is usually that.
No, he don't even. Like, he it. Don't even type it, dude. He doesn't have a keyboard. He just speaks like text to
he's
speak,
doing fucking,
and then copy.
He's doing fucking old McDonald when he's spelling. It. He said fucking I R I R I R O.
Old McDonald had a Frieren. F R E R E R I E N.
It's insane, dude. And then her, and then the girl that she comes with is. Fern,
dude.
I was like,
suck
you're
my
losing
dick.
My fucking.
Why
life
would
on
they
this,
do
dude.
That, dude?
I never understand.
And the one subtitle I was watching had her called Fren for the first like episode that she was in, and I was like, that's not her name. It's Fern, isn't it? And so I started writing Fren, and then later it fixed itself, and I was like, oh, you son of a bitch, dude. Yeah, so Frieren Beyond Journey's End, we're watching episodes 1 through 6. This was written by Kanehito Yamada, who did two other things. One was something called, like, Is This a Nameless Person? And then another one was a really long name that I will not try to pronounce.
Why?
But it was just too many words. It was like Zanbutsuken. Is this a dungeon inside of my daughter's asshole or some shit? I don't mm-hmm. know. It was wild.
Jesus.
But this is the third one that they wrote, and it's a bop. I mean, it doesn't have a lot of awards on Wikipedia, but it's like universally loved. I think it was the top on my anime list, right?
It's dethroned full blood medal. Yeah, full blood medal alchemist Beyond Journey's End. Yeah.
It's wild.
It's crazy.
Madhouse animated this. Madhouse is one of the top animation joints in the world. Anything in the 2000s, they did. Just some quick ones that they did: Hunter x Hunter, Parasite, One Punch Man, Ninja Scroll, Summer Wars, Red Line, and Paprika. So
everything we've done.
We've done a lot. We've done a lot with Madhouse. We are the Madhouse, you know? So yeah, that's what we're doing. Before we get into it, let's talk. Let me tell you some. Come here. Listen, I got something to tell you.
Okay.
Catch the show live every Thursday at 5 p.m. ish CST over at twitch.tv/theanimetraphouse. If you can't make the live stream, then check it out on YouTube or podcast services everywhere.
I can't break the image. This decrepit old house with a piss moat. And you open the door a little bit, and a kid comes up, and you're like, "Catch the show live."
Exactly. I like to think I'm an old man on a rocking chair on the porch, and this I'm just saying this. Catch the show live every Thursday at 5 p.m. ish over at twitch.tv/theanimetraphouse. If you can't make the live stream and want to check us out, go to YouTube or any podcast service anywhere. Just smash your face on the keyboard or on the little touch screen that you got. Just rub your cheek on a little bit until it says Anime Trap House. If you like the stuff we say and want to help push us to the next level, come support us over at patreon.com/animetraphouse, just like our Patreon producers, Papa Squeaky, Diesel Tech, Big Happy, Purdue, Lakota, Lexi Lou. That's them. And then beyond them, in a Super Saiyan sense of that, there's our D-Gen royalty, Polar Bear 93.
Burr.
Girl with a Pikachu tattoo.
Chew. Oh, it's electric.
And Moose Man, the one of fur.
Moose.
It's a cold moose.
If you can't support us financially, that's okay. We can't support ourselves financially. We got taxes. That's fine. Just come hang out with us in our Discord. It's good times. It's always popping. It's a great time. Come join us. If you have questions for us and want to talk to us, then you can email us at typebox@theanimetraphouse.com. And that's it. There's some other stuff. There's some soggy pages that we do where 4 or 5 out of us read some manga and then talk about it. I'm not there. It's very white over there.
It's very white. And it's a problem. And
it's a problem with the reading we're doing right now.
Yeah.
There's some questionable.
You guys reading Mein Kampf or some shit? Like, what's going on?
No, we need you there to know if we could talk about it.
You can talk about whatever. I give the four of you blanket permission to use my race to whatever you guys want to do with it.
Okay? No. It's not us. It's not us. It's the manga.
Yeah, the manga's writing.
That's fine, dude. Let them ride. If you're reading it, let it run. You know? Yeah. I feel like art is a safe space to be as fucked up as you want to be.
Even if a guy's called Alibaba and he uses suicide bombers.
Is that?
I'm gonna have to do the math on that.
Is that still safe space?
I mean, okay. Listen, is it funny?
Yes.
It sounds very funny. Is it fucked up? Yeah, but I don't know.
And that is what happens in the manga.
Just I'm kind of interested. It's clearing myself, I mean, like, on that one. Look, look, not, like,
he just uses bombs a lot too. I mean, yeah.
I think it's fine.
He gets turned into a girl.
I think it's fucked up, mm-hmm. right? I think it's fucked up, but I think that's kind of funny.
I just realized they never turned Mulan into a man.
No.
That's...
She's Mulan just a girl. Is a man. You fucking idiot.
Yeah, she is a man. Yeah, what you're are you right. not getting?
I have no idea what you guys are talking
the,
about.
The yeah. Literally every character gets changed from a boy to a girl or a girl to a boy all back and forth all the time. They have all many the orgasms. They fuck each other all the time. And there's one funny. Character, Mulan, who is a girl who keeps insisting she's a man, not once was changed into a man.
Yeah.
That's
fine. And nobody believes her because she has giant tits. And she's like, I'm a dude. And he's like, all right.
So yeah, if you want if you want to hear more about what they're talking about, then you can listen to the Soggy Pages. I think that's what it's called, right?
Yep.
It comes full out like every
Soggy Pages,
not Soggy Paces.
Soggy Paces Manga Book Club.
It comes out like every other Tuesday. So you can join you can find that podcast everywhere. I'm pretty sure it's also on YouTube if you want to watch the stream. Yeah. Every Sunday, they're shown in Sundays. That happens in the Discord, ran by Purdue, one of the boys. It's usually popping in there every Sunday. I think it's like it starts at around 7 o'clock CST.
Yep. Yeah.
And yeah, there people just hanging out in the Discord server all the time. So you know, come through, come talk to us. Not me, because I don't know y'all like that. But everybody else is around. So yeah, that's it. So now let's talk about the anime. Is dude dope and chokes?
Are you okay?
I am not okay. I'm out of practice. Okay, I gotta shake off the rust. All right, the Rock gets back into the ring on WrestleMania weekend. Okay, that man went through a 12-week program, like physical fitness program, to get back in the ring. I've only had like 2 minutes, okay?
That's true.
Like this, it's been how long? 20 minutes? It takes me some time. I gotta shake off the rust.
I get it. Because you're also missing the review section of this, which we're gonna go into
review
right now.
Roundup, baby.
No, not yet.
We just got a letter.
Wow, you're gonna say, reviewing us.
I feel okay, I'm so sorry. I thought I was the host. My bad. I thought
Roundup.
I thought I could do things in the order that I want to do it. My dog just died. Can I live? Can I do what I'm doing?
You got a dead dog pass.
That's I got fine. A dead dog pass, dude.
I just don't want you forgetting my
brother. It was my sister's birthday on Saturday too, right? Yeah. And we went out to a bar and I wore my Akatsuki sweatpants that I'm wearing right now because I haven't changed because I had dead dog pass. I do And I wore these and I wore like a black long sleeve shirt and my like Stone Cold The Rock like button up, you know? And we went to the bar and WrestleMania was happening. I told the waiter, I'm like, yo, can we get WrestleMania on like any of these fucking screens here? And he's like, no. And everyone's making fun of me. They're like, what the fuck are you wearing, dude? And I shaved my mustache because I was trying to trim it and it was gone. So I look like a fucking, like, I look like Arab. You know what I mean? And so I was like, yo, can you get WrestleMania on it? And like the dude wouldn't listen to me. He was like, oh yeah. I'm like, listen, my dog just died like 2 days ago. Can you fucking get me wrestling somewhere here? And people are like, why are you wearing what the fuck you're wearing? I'm like, my dog just fucking died. Can I live?
Can I?
And the waiter, like, I mean, just like dumb kids, you know?
Oh, okay.
Like, and then the waiter was like, I'm so sorry, I couldn't get it to you. He's like, how about a round of shots? And I was like, that's for not free? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, okay, fuck WrestleMania, dude. Bring that to call. So it was, you know, it was fucking funny. But yeah, that dog pass, dude. I'm going to do what the fuck I want whenever order I want, okay? Dope and choke. Kyle, go ahead.
Okay.
Dope is dope. I wasn't ready. I thought we were going to do that. Thanks.
I'm doing the things in the order I'm going to do them, all right?
It's dope.
Dead dog pass.
It's dope as dope. It definitely did not make me think of dead dogs. I didn't even make that connection until my friend started crying about it.
I immediately was like she's talking, like they're doing the whole party thing and everything. And I was like, oh, this is going to be a sad anime. And then the funeral happens, and I'm like, this is a really sad anime, guys.
I looked up best anime last year, and this popped up, and I was like, this one. I didn't even think, oh, what's my friend's mental headspace? Nope, I feel like a piece of shit a little bit. but this has been the best. You know, this is dumb because it's not the same show at all. It's entirely different shows. But I'm reminded of the exact high that I got for Rising Shield Hero Season 1. I just fucking love fantasy. So, like, even though this is, like, literally the most generic fantasy world there is, like, they're literally like, we killed the Demon King. How many Demon Kings have we seen in anime? Billions.
Much. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still like, I love it. I love it. I love everything. They're doing nothing. They're doing basically nothing every episode. And it's just going, it's just washing over me, and I love it. That's it.
Yeah, Justin, go ahead.
Yeah, I want this show to piss on me, dude. This show's good. Dope is dope. I loved it. I mean, the setting is fantastic. Mm-hmm. It is generic, but so many fucking animes fuck up this kind of fantasy. Like, just normal high fantasy, they fuck it up every fucking time, it seems. I don't know how. It's so, you literally have fucking cutouts of what you should do, and you still fuck it up. How? It's been so long. The characters are great. Music's great. I got sad, of course. It's great. Dope is dope.
I'm trying to think if I want to go next or if I want Cody to go next. I'm going to go next because I'm going to need time to recover. Mm-hmm. This is dope is dope, number one. All right. The timing of this is really funny, right? Because legitimately the whole thing with my dog. But it was a really emotional weekend for me, especially like with WrestleMania. I don't know why this WrestleMania. It just felt different than everything and all that. And it was like a celebration of being a kid again, you know? You kind of forget sometimes how profound art can be and how it can bring things out in you and make it easier to deal with. I don't know if I would like this as much if I watched it like a month ago, right? But like, it's the timing of it is like amazing. And I cried really fucking hard, but like, it's a good cry. I feel like it's very cathartic for me. I think it's a very good, like, it's a good thing for me to watch right now, if I'm going to be honest with you, because it's putting things into perspective in a way that like is better for my mental health than, you know, a lot of people just being like, you know, things like people that have nothing but the best intentions in the world that are just like, it'll be okay. Things will get easier. It'll be whatever. And it's like, this person is like living the situation that I'm dealing with right now to a certain point, and seeing how they're kind of dealing with it with like some level of indifference, but also like just this feeling of I want to make their memory last. Right. And like, I want to recount how these things happen. I think it's just beautiful. And I wrote a lot, but there's not a lot that actually happens, but the moments in between the things happening are what makes this show so good, right? Mm-hmm. The characters are amazing, of course, but like, it's just the unwritten things that are not plot driven. It's a character driven show, right? Exactly. Like, we joke about it all the time, but legitimately is a character driven show. And like, it's beautiful. I don't know. It's just like, it's a love letter to life. And I think that's amazing. All right, Cody, go ahead. Follow me up.
I gotta follow that.
You gotta give me time to compose myself again.
Are you fucking kidding me? All right. Dope is dope. Easiest dope is dope. This will probably be my favorite anime this year. I don't like that first episode, how they gave me this entire like plot line, you know. And you could tell if a show's going to be shit or not pretty early on. And when I seen that episode, I'm like, this is so well fucking written, so well paced. All the characters I like. There's not a single person who's like boring. I don't know, dude. That first episode fucking had my ass. There's just sometimes you forget that anime could be good, you know, or like, or not even good, just more than what you expect. And this did it. This is fucking, this is it. This is like peak shit right here. And it's crazy too, because we're coming off Villain Saga, which I fucking love too. And it's kind of like this, where it's not really, you know, like, it's not action driven, but it still has that little anime-esque, like, it's, you watch it, you're like, it's still anime. This, I could just fucking, I feel like I could show this to anybody and they would like it. And the setting, they, Kyle and Justin said it, it's super basic, but it just, it makes me mad because there is so many anime that have the Demon King basic bitch bullshit in it and they fucking suck. And I'm like, no. they don't even go into that in this anime. That's a fucking side plot, and they're still doing it better than 80% of the anime out there that does it. It's the, fucking crazy.
The demon that they release, somehow they made that interesting.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, like this is the end of the movie. The last 10 minutes where they show how everybody ended up. Okay. Yeah. But they said, that's my favorite fucking part. Let's make a whole show about that.
They really saw the director's cut of what's it, Return of the King? And the end.
Yeah.
Fuck me. There was a time where I was like, oh, I got a sleep tune. Let's put this on. And I watched it, the entire thing. And when I was like, how is this movie not done? And they're just in bed, just smiling at each other at one point. I'm like, this movie just purposely is not ending. It is not good. It's giving me a Midwest goodbye right now.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I just love it. I love the theme. I love it's just basically like life, just human life. And we get to experience it through Frieren's eyes, and it's awesome because it seems like she's, you know, that fucking character that, oh, nothing really bothers me, but it does. And then like everybody she's like asking people, how can I help you? And they're just helping her, like, because they know that she has to be dealing with this shit not great, because how can you be like, oh yeah, I spend this all this time with these people who I obviously love, and then they're all just gone, and it's just me again. And how many times has this happened to her throughout? Like, it's just, it's great. I fucking love it.
That's a good point. I would be interested to know, like, if she's been in parties before, right? Because she's kind of touched on, like, she was with her master for some amount of time, right?
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, it would be... Because like this group in specifically has been a driving factor in her, in this part of her life at least.
Yeah, and I love it too, because she's like, oh yeah, this will happen in like another 50. He's like, yeah. She's like, all right, I mean, I'll be back.
She's like, I'll be back.
Yeah, it's not like, that long.
They're like, oh.
And they're like, okay.
Okay.
Also, people in chat have been screaming about it. The opening for this song and the ending for this song is fucking God level opening ending.
Fuck.
It is not just the music. The music is top tier, but the animations for both are fucking incredible.
Yeah.
I love it.
I will say right, I do not like the opening for this show. For this show. It is a stark opposite vibe.
That's fair.
Like I don't think it fits with this at all. It's a good intro.
Say it doesn't fit at all. I would understand that it feels different. It feels
the animation
different than the show.
Is great, of course, but
the ending,
the intro was not
the this. Ending animation. Like the first time I saw the ending, I cried my face off too. Like, this is art. Like this is it's doing nothing but doing everything to me. You know,
The intro to this, I thought I was having a panic attack for some reason. Because I remember very specifically, there's a scene, right, where it just says Frieren Beyond Journey's End, and it's in white with the blue background, and then the blue shifts to white, and then the blue and the text shifts to, no, the white shifts to blue. For some reason, that fucked my entire brain, dude. That shift, I was like, what just happened? I thought I was going blind. I didn't know what was happening, but yeah, that shit's, I love it though. Dope is dope.
Good. I'm glad we're all on the same page. Mm-hmm. Now it's time for Justin's review roundup. You spin me right around, baby, right around. This is Justin's review roundup.
Justin's spinning around.
Gonna read a 5-star review. It was 3 months ago. Guy named Michael. This is the definition of anime. An amazing journey. And how great stories should be told. If you have all the right pieces, the voice actors, animators, and especially the music score, you can actually tell a story the way you envisioned and felt when reading it. I cannot tell you how long it's been for me to say this, but this has become one of my top favorite animes of all time, and it's not even finished yet. Do yourself a favor and watch the first 3 to 4 episodes. You'll be glad you did.
I like it.
This one is from my anime list. Not recommended.
Oh.
Okay. Shira. Frieren is the most overrated anime of this decade, and I'm going to show you why. It's an empty anime with no story to tell, a repetitive series that dwells on the same subject in every episode, the past. The characters are not at all interesting, they are one-dimensional and poorly written. Frieren is a bland elf who doesn't grasp human emotions. That blue-haired guy, whose name escapes me because everything in this anime is easily forgettable, is a hero. The other group member is an alcoholic priest, and the last member is a dwarf. The group could be entirely different, and it wouldn't affect the plot because the characters are essentially nothing, represent nothing, and entirely replaceable.
Is that Purdue?
All that and the racist, they're like, oh, they describe these things, they're like, oh yeah, they're alcoholic and a dwarf. I'm just gonna hang say a hard D on it.
Right? That's crazy.
And then on top of that, I want to know. I just want to know them, just so I could, like, anytime.
Yeah.
They're like, oh yeah, yesterday. I'd be like, all you do is talk about the past, bro. I don't fucking. Yeah, I saw this. Mm-mm.
I want to know what anime they think is, like, top tier.
That's what I was about to say. I'm like,
can you stalk them for a moment? Look at their name. See what they wrote.
This is why we can't be on the internet. This is why we're not meant to have that kind of power. Because if I saw this, I would deep dive this person's life. Yeah. I would find their email address everywhere. Like, I'd be like, no, I need to know what this human is like.
I mean, I have his top stuff.
What's the top stuff? Let me hear his top stuff, dude.
Monogatari, Gintama.
Okay.
Looks like old shit. This dude's
he's
old.
Old.
Fuck, dude.
He's old.
Fuck, dude. Fuck, dude.
He's ready to die. So he doesn't like this show. So
it's bringing out the trauma in him, and he's trying to repress it by being this is bad. You know,
because even if you don't like the subject matter, for you to say it's poorly written is absolutely fucking brain damaged. Because I don't even know how you could look at this and be like, yeah, it's just written.
Like,
bad.
You're reviewing stuff on an anime site, brother. Like,
yeah.
This is the only anime he's reviewed.
It did real psychic damage to him. That's why he's talking shit about it, right? Like, it broke something in him on a fundamental level where he was like, fuck this shit, dude. You know? It's like,
fuck this shit.
It's like a homophobe that goes to Pride Parade and is like, I really like that, but I can't let anybody know. Like,
so now my whole personality is.
So now
I
my whole personality
gays.
Is fuck the gays, dude.
Fuck the gays.
Yeah, but not because
I just.
But not actually, even though I'd really like that. But that's not here or there because these days you can't. You don't know. You don't know what, who's a man and who's a woman. Yeah. You know. So like, you can fuck anyone, and it doesn't. It's not gay.
Yeah, he got caught up in fucking a trap one time, and he liked it a little too much. So now it's just like, I fucking hate the gays. He's saying it as he has a dildo like in his ass, you know?
Yeah, he's like, he's primarily looking up gay porn. Right?
He's a little disappointed when he pulls down the pants.
Yeah, like
if anyone listening, if this is you, email us. Let us know. We're here for you. Okay,
we're here.
I understand. I have my nails painted. Okay, I've been there. Yeah. I've been there. Okay, I understand.
This dude's on Pornhub and he's like scrolling through the list and he sees just one with two dudes and he's like, "Well, I wonder what the girl looks like." So he clicks it and then watches it for way too long. You know.
Been there. Been there.
Hell yeah.
Actually, I don't like gay porn. Like, even like women on women, it kind of doesn't. It doesn't hit.
Yeah, me. No, I need women on women. It's fine, but like, I want to watch somebody. Yeah, I'm not fucking.
I'm not 13 anymore. Okay.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I want to watch. Somebody
I can
get
see
drilled,
a penis
dude.
And still get off. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Preferred. Anyway, that do you have more? You want to keep going?
Nope. That's it.
Okay. That
you round. Spin,
right, round that was Justin's up. Review. Round up. And then we might have some emails and reviews.
Yeah, we do. We do.
Now I'm going to turn it over to my host, Cody, the Tattoo Man Chambers. Go ahead.
So no new reviews, of course, because the people that listen to us on Apple Podcasts are a bunch of fucking posers and they're pieces of shit, and I hate them. We do have some comments on our Spotify episodes, though. This is on Vinland Saga, Season 2, Episodes 13 through 18. We have 5 stars. And Cody, what would your anime list be for beginners? That is a lot to do that I don't want to do right now.
Never have I
Full
ever
Metal
listened to a show and then just be like, pass.
Pass. I don't know. Do Frieren. Do Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Do Rascal Does Not Dream of Bunny Girl Senpai.
Don't watch that.
It's
crazy that
Justin is giving Cody's answers.
Yeah, I mean,
I was really
Full Metal
to
Alchemist.
Jump
he said Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. He just said like one of the best.
It should be.
Well, when Cody fumbles the fucking ball, he's like, I don't know anime anymore.
Right. Yeah.
I said I don't
want to
do it. It's
you're
gonna
ruining
take
our credibility, dude.
Brotherhood fucking is the correct answer, followed by Season 1 One Punch Man.
I don't know. I don't know about One Punch Man. I'm gonna be honest with you. Like, I feel like it's an intermediate level anime.
I would say do It Invaded. I would say watch Erased. Those are two really good ones, and that will like kind of. It's not like your normal just shonen bullshit. They're actually, you know, different than a lot of stuff, and I think they're fantastic.
Fuck it, watch there Excel Saga.
Yeah, dude.
Watch
go
Future
read
Diary?
Rosen. Go read Rosengarten Saga. How about that?
Yeah,
that's what
it.
You should.
That's
a good read.
That's a good read, dude. We got Esta con Madres el Pod son muy divertos. Muchas gracias, degenerados. I don't know what
Dang.
That means. Damn, somebody
dude,
in chat.
I'm welcome.
Somebody Wet. In chat. Tell me. Then we have Paradox Wins Intro of the Year. Niles. They put the I. Uh-huh. They switch the I and the O around. Niles.
Niles.
And then, of course, we have Noise.
Noise.
And then we got another 5 comments on the latest episode of Vinland Saga Season 2. So the last podcast. We have the square root of nice is nice squared. Killed it.
Nice. Thank you.
Fucking
Next one. Nice. Now I can finally suggest you watch Frieren. Hey.
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 We're doing that.
You're welcome.
Also, if you miss an upload again, I will find where you live. Don't. Please don't.
they know your pet's don't. Names now. Dude.
You're
fucking cooked, bro.
God damn it,
you're
Kyle.
The route between them going to the vet to your house is so short.
I'm so sick of you, dude. Whoever says they were bored during these episodes likes meat on their lips. Noise.
Noise, dude.
And then the next one is noise, and then the one after that is noise.
Dude, that's so good.
This motherfucker has started a fucking trend, dude. Because it's like
keep,
multiple.
Say noise, keep it going.
Noise. All right, that's it.
Double
and then we have an email.
One.
We got an email. It's titled Reverse Flesh.
Nice.
Reverse Flesh. Ugh. I think, I don't know if that's a mistake.
Go ahead.
It was me, Barry. I made them draw Lola Bunny with fewer sexual features so you wouldn't be horny and reduce your blood flow to make you a millisecond slower. Slow enough for me to kill Iris. Remember when you were making out with your first girlfriend and you came right when she touched your leg? It was me, Barry. I jerked you off at supersonic speed, so it seemed like you nutted at just a woman's touch. And then it's a picture of Reverse Flash standing over Barry, and that's the entire email.
Dude, that's the entire email. That's so good. That's such a good one, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Man. I love that one. I love
this guy has emailed us a few times, and they have all been fucking bangers.
Dude. That's an internet classic, dude.
Yeah.
That one's beautiful.
Oh, I love
that. And that's it. That's what we have, brothers.
Nice. One more thing before we get into the thing that I'm not going to say just yet because I don't want to start yelling. I've been watching Shrinking. I watched Shrinking on Apple TV. Highly recommend.
What is it?
It's with Jason Segel and Harrison Ford. And they're therapists. And Jason Segel's character, like his wife died like a year ago. And he's like a therapist, but he doesn't have his shit together. So it's like about him trying to get his shit together while being a therapist. And it's by Bill Lawrence, which is why I watched it. And Bill Lawrence did Ted Lasso and Scrubs. And
yeah.
Do they have a scene where like they're talking to the therapist and then the therapist just starts fucking crying? Because that would be great.
No, he gets mad.
Oh, okay.
That's his thing is like, he's like, I've been listening to you bitch about this for like years. And like, you have to make a decision on whether you're going to do this anymore. I'm not your therapist.
That's the real reason why I am scared of ever being a therapist, because that would just,
yeah,
sure. 6 months in, I'm still with you, brother. Past that, I'm like, what's happening?
Right. Like, are you going to make a decision, or am I just eating your money at this point? Right. It was really good. It was a very good show. I cried very hard multiple times. Excuse me. Ooh. Let's get it. Plot.
Plot.
All right. You got to practice there, bud.
Yeah.
Okay. I am going to choose someone randomly to give me at the end of the episode. Ratings. So I'm gonna spin a wheel in my head. When we get to that point, unless someone just wants to be like, I got you.
Justin.
Justin normally does it.
All right, Justin.
It's Justin.
I believe in you. Also, I'm going to say, I don't need therapy because this show is my therapy. Like, and by this show, I don't mean Frieren. I mean Anime Trap House.
Yeah.
This is my therapy.
Sure. That's not really my answer, but like, that's basically my answer when people, like I mentioned, I'm on a podcast and immediately go, how much money do you make? I'm like, I hang out with my friends. I like it. Like,
yeah,
I save the amount that I would pay a therapist. That's the money. I'm netting positive from this.
Yeah. Right.
Episode one, a group of adventurers are on the road to the royal capital after defeating the Demon King. They are welcomed in the city as heroes. Himmel the hero, Eisen the warrior, Heiter the priest, and Frieren the mage. It's just how it starts. They're just like in front of the king. He's like telling who each of them is. And I was like, what is the hero class?
I'm thinking that for the first time right now. I'm like, I know what the warrior is doing, right?
Right.
But they're like... Did they just have nothing left? Like, he's the hero.
He's the hero.
He is actually the main character of this show. But, right. Like, they just throw you for a loop. And he's not the main character of the show.
Absolutely. Like, I want to see them actually fight the Demon King. And he's just standing there with his sword up.
Yeah.
Like, not fighting. Just like,
just heroic poses nonstop. Yeah.
He's just buffing, dude. You think he's the fucking... He's the champ.
They're like...
He's just standing there buffing them.
They're like, We can't feed him. He's so strong. He's like, I'm giving the strongest pose I got. I swear to God.
he's like, there's heroes that call for the spirit bomb, and there's heroes that are the spirit behind the spirit bomb. That's me.
That's me, dude.
There's a grand celebration. They've been together. This group has been together for 10 years, and they start to recount some memories together. It's really cute. You know, they're like, oh, remember that time he got too drunk? And remember that time she got stuck in a chest? And, you know.
Yeah.
Frieren says.
I've seen so much porn of people stuck in a chest.
As the second I saw that, I was like, okay.
I was like, I get it.
I'm fucking up. I didn't even think about that. I got some shit to do after this podcast.
There is so much. There is so much.
It's just so crazy that she tried opening up that chest with her ass. You know, it's just so wild.
Yeah.
While they're talking, Freeran says 10 years is nothing for her. And they watch the Era meteor shower occurring.
Such a dick move.
Yeah.
What's 10 years? It's like that fucking Arrested Development thing with the banana. It's like, it's one banana.
How much could it cost?
How much could it cost?
$100? Freeran says the next time they see the meteor shower, she says in the town you can't see much because there's so much light. She's like, next time it comes around, we'll go see it. I got a better spot. No, she's like, it'll be back in 50 years, so I'll see you then. And they, yeah, the three of them,
50 years.
Yeah, the three of them kind of share a look like, brother, does she know? Like, we might not be here. Freeran decides to continue her journey to collect spells, and they all say goodbye. She remembers, while she's out collecting spells for the amount of time that she's gone, I think it is 50 years, she needs a shadow dragon horn, and she remembers that she gave one to Himmel back in the day. 50 years later, she goes back to Himmel, and Himmel's an old-ass man, but that man's voice is not an old. That man was... He still had a hero's voice. But it was funny because I was watching it with Tawny. She's like, why'd he get so short? And I was like, dang, if that's real, dude, in like 50 years, my ass is going to be shorter.
Yeah, you get shorter.
Like,
you definitely get shorter.
Yeah, dude.
I'm going to be four.
You definitely don't get taller.
Well, yeah. But fuck, dude, I'm going to be real short. Himmel's now an old man. He's kept the horn in a cabinet. And he's like, this cabinet just be smoking evil shit for like decades. But I kept a
menacing ass cabinet for his whole life, just just whispering shit like a fucking haunted movie. Just be
shoot. Freeran's like, you didn't have to do that. He's like, you gave it to me. We're friends. And she's like, that was stupid. He's taking a while to get ready because they're about to leave. And then she goes like, you're bald. Why do you got to take so long to get ready? Listen, bitch. It don't have to be like that. You don't gotta call out the bald people on that. Okay, bald people got shit to do too. All right.
Yeah, dude. I gotta put sunscreen on my head. I gotta dust my balls. All right? I gotta put chafing cream on. Like, bitch, I am so fucking old right now. Do you know?
Can I have a minute? The two meet with Heiter and Eisen, and she's like, all right, we're gonna go find this place. And they're like, dang, this is kind of early, don't you think? She's like, no, it's a week away. So they start their journey, old as dirt, a week away from wherever they were going. And during the whole time, Himmel's super nostalgic. And this is where I started crying for the first time. Because he's like, man, I remember doing this. And, man, just it's great to do it again and be with my people. And I was like, fuck, man. They lay down and watch the meteor shower, and it's all really emotional. And it seems like Himmel dies during the meteor shower because you see the meteor, and then you see like his vision go blurry, and then just disappear. And I was like, "You gotta be fucking shitting me right now!
You gotta be fucking kidding me, dude!"
He just really like he doesn't like disappointing people. And 50 years ago, she was like, "I'll see you at the next one." He's like, "Fuck."
He's like, this is it for me.
And he's just sitting there. He's like, I got shit to do in 30 years still. Like,
at the funeral, the group that's left, like Himmel, or not Himmel, Heiter, Eisen, and Freeran aren't crying. And people are like, what the fuck is wrong with them? They're like, there's no reason to cry, you know.
Now, he was fucking. You see how old he was?
He's old as dirt. He lived.
Only lived this long to keep a promise. He should have died 15 years ago. All right.
Yeah, as soon as he saw the first meteor, he was like, "Finally, no plans."
Right. Later during the burial, Freeran starts crying, and she's like, "I didn't know him at all." She's like, "I only spent 10 years with him. I barely knew him." And then I was, this was the break. I think I paused it after this. I was like, I was mad. I was like, who Who did this to me?
Who fucking did this?
I was like, this is unbelievable. Yeah. I was like, the rudeness of this. Because this is after I already saw someone had watched it.
Yeah.
And yeah. I'd already said I would write it. And I was like, someone knew. One of these motherfuckers knew what was happening.
PJ's watched a bunch of this already.
That's why he's not here.
Yeah.
He gave Amber the fucking flat tire. Just so he's like, I can't.
Whoa. Don't say their shit.
My bad. Flat tire's a beer.
Sorry.
After the funeral, Heiter is leaving and he says he's not afraid of dying because he traveled with all of them so he could get a place in heaven. And they keep calling him a corrupt priest, which is it's a really good meme. Also,
and he laughs. He laughs every time they say
it. Yeah, he laughs every time. He's like, "Yeah, you're right. I get drunk and I fucking, you know, just kind of."
Yeah, dude, I get drunk. I goon for a couple hours a night. Ooh, yeah. Fuck me, dude.
I will say, and this is a hot take, and I'm going to catch a lot of heat for it, but I have a dead dog pass. The English dub was significantly better than the Japanese. Like,
I didn't listen to Japanese. All I did was listen to the dub.
I listened to both.
I watched the first three episodes in English and was like, this is really fucking good. And then I watched the next two episodes in Japanese and I was like, it's not bad, but
I really like Furin's voice actor in the dub.
Yeah. I think they're both really good.
I didn't like it. I also think
they're both very good.
I think the English one, especially the English Stark voice, was really fucking good, man.
I like Frieren's voice a lot more in sub, but I like Eisen's voice, or what's his name? The dwarf. Is it Eisen?
Yeah, his voice in English is so fucking good.
Yeah, his voice in English was phenomenal. Mm-hmm. But I think they're both fantastic, which I normally don't say.
I give the English dub a 10 out of 10. I give the Japanese one a 7 out of 10.
A 7, bro? You couldn't go 9?
I give it a 7 out of 10.
Unfucking real. It's very, not that bad. Very uninterested. You're crazy. No, it's great.
It was very mediocre. Heiter says this is probably the last time he'll see them as well. Frieren says she wants to learn more about humans, and she's like, hey, Eisen, why don't you roll with me? And he's like, look, I know this beard covers my whole body, but I'm old as dirt, man. I can't roll like this no more. I'm old as dirt. It ain't it for me, Chief. 20 years after Himmel's death, Frieren finds Heiter in the woods with a little girl living with him named Fern. This is where I put Fren. Frieren says she came to repay her debts to him. And he says, why don't you take Fern as an apprentice? She's like, no, she's young. She's going to fucking die, dude. I'm out there doing hard shit. She's just a kid.
Is she really though?
I mean, when she was,
she's going to hold me back.
When she was doing the 50 year thing, she was like haggling with a merchant. She was blowing shit up with her magic. I don't know. She's doing hard shit, man.
They've done one hard shit the whole time. And she's like, it's been how many years traveling together?
Yeah, she's just fucking around, dude. Right.
I'll be looking for a flower for 2 years. I can't have her holding me back.
So, Frieren says, no, she's too young and she's too weak. She's going to hold me back. Heiter's like, fine. I got this book. And it's got spells for resurrection and immortality. And I don't want to die. So decode this shit for me. And she's like, this is going to take me a couple of years. Then after that, Frieren finds Fern trying to destroy a far off rock across a chasm with magic so she can be a mage. And she's like, hey, do you like magic? And Fern's like, kinda. And she's like, And that's the end of the episode.
She's like,
yeah, I'm going to go ahead and give this episode a Kirby and the Amazing Mirror out of the game plan.
Why do I do it? Crush it. why do I? You have Justin. Why am I doing this shit, dude? That was great. I don't know.
Thank you.
Episode 2. Frieren begins to coach Fren in magic while she's working on decoding the book. Because she said it would take a couple years. And she's like, you know, hey, this is how you magic. 4 years have passed and Heiter collapses. Fern's like, I remember when Heiter saved my life. So I'm going to try to get this rock blown up before he dies. You know, that's like, they do this in this show a lot too. And I like it. It makes me sad, but like, it's really cute how people are like, I want to do this thing before this person dies. You know, like that's like Fern and Stark's main objective of whatever they're doing. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's like, I want to be a mage, not because I like magic, because I want Heiter to know that he saved my life and it's okay that he dies, because I'll have the skills to survive.
Yeah. It's back in the day when people respected their elders, you know?
Yeah, you know.
These days when these fucking Gen Z Zoomers.
Yeah. If I saved a Gen Z person's life and I was like, hey, I'm about to die soon, make sure you can take care of yourself, they'd hit me with the orange justice or something. And then
they'd make me look like an idiot as you die. You know? Yeah.
They'd just fucking do some stupid shit like that. And I'd be like, okay, cool, great. Thanks. I'm glad I wasted all that energy and resources on you, fucking asshole. JK, Gen Z's fine. They'll be okay. Frieren finishes decoding the book and she's like, hey, there's no fucking spells for anything good in this book. Heiter's like, yeah, I know.
He's like, now, fuck, you got a kid now, bitch.
He's like, but now you and Fern, you know, like Fern's stronger now, right? Because she's trained with you for like 4 years, so now you can take her. Fern's like, dang.
Got me.
You tricked me. Wasted 4 years of my life, trick.
Yeah, fucking got me, dude.
You got me in the old look, you know, like look over there trick. You got my ass.
Could you imagine he's just laying
quick
in bed?
4 years.
He's just laying in bed dying, and she's like, you fucking got me, dude. Got my ass. Oh, shit.
Cooked me, man.
Cooked me, dude.
And he's like, hey, you guys should leave now because I'm probably going to die soon. And Firin's like, no, that's not what we're doing. We're going to spend time with you until you're gone, because that's the important thing, is making memories. And I'm a mess again.
Mm-hmm. I'm a mess again, dude.
They broke me again, dude.
Two episodes.
Bro. I had to pause again and I had to take a walk. I was like, you got me cooked, man. Yeah. Heiter says he saved Fern because it's what Himmel would have done. He's like, literally, like, this is not something I would do, but it's what Himmel would have done, so I did it. Frieren sees that Fern destroyed the rock. She's like, oh, dang, she did it. And then they visit Heiter's grave and pour one out on his grave.
They literally pour one out, dude.
Literally pour one out, dude. Gangster. This is what I'm saying. Frieren's hard, man. She's seen some shit.
Frieren's hard, dude.
There's some hood shit right there.
You never see this shit.
You never do. Frieren and friend travel doing silly odd jobs and collecting spells. On one journey, they clean up a statue of Himmel, and an old lady recounts how Himmel saved her while her village was being attacked. Frieren says, or the old lady says, I wish like this open field by his statue had some flowers. And Frieren's like, the flowers should be blue moon weed. We should find some of those and then put them there. But they've only been seen in this area like many decades ago. So she's like, it's cool, I'll vibe here and try to find them and then go on with my life. 6 months go by and Fern visits the old lady alone and she's like, I can't. I've been here for 6 months of my life and we're just looking for this one fucking flower, and like this mage saved the fucking world from the Demon King. Like, she could be literally doing anything else and be making a bigger difference. And the old lady's like, yeah, I mean, you're young and I'm old, but like, I can't imagine that if Frieren thinks this is the best use of her time, then it's the best use of her time. And she gives her a bag of seeds that are like a type of flower that's close enough to the blue moon flower thing. And Fern brings it to Frieren and she's like, look, this is the closest we're going to get. Like, we gotta go do something else with our lives. A seed rat thing takes the seeds and then they're like, let's follow it. Let's see where it goes. Frieren remembers making flowers with the group and she says that an idiot liked her spells, so she decided to collect more spells. And that's when Himmel told her about the blue moon weed. She made all these flowers and they're all like fucking around and Himmel's like, dang, it's kind of cool. You know a lot of spells. my favorite. I want to show you this flower that I really like, Blue Moon Weed. What kind of guy has a favorite flower, you know?
The hero, dude.
Yeah.
When he, listen, he's posing all the time. He has to look good. So he takes the flowers that are the prettiest. Mm-hmm. They match his hair and he poses.
Like Fabio.
Yeah, dude.
Fellas, am I less of a man because I'm in botany?
Yeah.
Is botany, I don't know. I think botany's kind of cool. I don't know enough plants or like flowers that I could say like one is my favorite.
Tulips.
You know?
Poppies,
black lotus,
sunflowers,
roses,
like daisies. Gun to my head, if I had to pick my favorite flower, I think I would say orchid.
That's an edgelord fucking take right there.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't, it's just like that one's built into me. Yeah. I don't think I could even pick out an orchid. Like, yeah. I don't think I could look at three plants and be like, that one's an orchid.
Yeah.
You know, unless it was like a rose and like a dandelion or something, then I could pick out the orchid.
But what's the flower that smells like dick, dude?
I have no clue what you're talking about.
No, it smells like trash. What's it called?
Stinky. It smells like dick. Roses? Or smell like trash?
Roses really smell like poo-oo.
The Rafflesia. It's what Vileplume's based off of.
Oh, that's cool.
You're going to say that word to me like I'm supposed to know it? Rafflesia?
I don't even know if
that's
said it
that's
right.
What we used to type in chat rooms back in the 2000s.
Hip dysplasia.
Hip dysplasia. You
know? Oh, that was so funny, Rafflesia.
You didn't write that? That wasn't you.
Rafflesia.
The seed rat leads them to a spire, and then she finds a bunch of blue moon weeds on top of the spire. That's where they were taking them because they were taking the seeds and burying them in a safe place away from predators and all that. Mm-hmm. Fern asks Fearon why she's so determined to learn magic. She's like, you're crazy obsessed with learning magic, but like, you don't like magic. Why are you so determined about it? And she's like, no, you, she literally just says like, no, you like,
we're the same.
Why, what about you?
No, that's me.
It's, yeah. And I'm a fucking mess. She's like, you could have picked anything to do. And you also chose magic. And she's like, yeah, but I could have done anything. She's like, right. But you didn't. And I was like, because then Fern remembers like doing magic and showing Hyder and Hyder being excited. And I was like, that's so good. Like, if that's not good writing, dude, I don't know good writing, you know? They plant the flowers around Himmel's statue, and then they put a crown of them on the statue's head because he did that to Fearon back in the day. That was really fucking cute.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the end of the episode. Justin, go ahead.
Woo! Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and give this episode an Ice Age out of Konosuba.
I don't know why you need me. I don't know what I do here. I mean, if he's just able to pull those out, like,
just out of the back of his head.
Konosuba. He was hosting.
Why Ice Age?
That one's. What do you mean, why Ice Age?
The squirrel hides the nuts.
Oh, God damn.
Yeah, what the fuck are you doing, dude? The Ice Age one did real psychic damage to me. Like the first time, like after the first episode, I was like, that was really fucking good. I bet you can't do it again. And then he just did it again. And I was like,
yeah, when you're not here, Harris, and he had a host, he hosted the episodes and then also did the reviews after.
That's fucking crazy, dude.
Yeah, dude, he's like a fucking
have a dead
machine.
Dog pass, okay? Can I fucking live?
You do.
Like, I can't do all of it right now, okay?
Yeah,
the fact that I can say I have a dead dog and not cry right now is big, big, big moves for me. Okay. Yeah. I'm getting better. Episode 3. 27 years since Himmel's death have passed. Fearon and Fern are traveling together still. Fearon sneaks away to buy some stuff and Fern follows her. She's like, this bitch is up to some shit. She's talking about buying some stuff that we don't need. She watches Fearon buy some jewelry and then look for a place to get some good dessert. They meet back up at the inn. Fearon asks Fern if she wants to go get some dessert. They go to like this nice little restaurant area overlooking the town, and Fearon remembers the group and the dessert because Fern's like, oh, you like this merkin pudding thing. Merton. And Freeran remembers when everybody also knew that about her, and she didn't know anything about any of them. She apologizes to Fern for not knowing anything about her. She's like, I know it's your birthday. I got you this hair ornament, and I don't know if this is what you like or not, but I'm trying, you know? And Fern hits her with the, like, the fact that you're trying is way more than enough. And she was like, really? Just trying is enough? And she's like, yep. And I'm,
what are you doing? I'm dead. I've tried so much. If there's
one tier on the planet, it is from me. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, it's nonstop at this point. They start walking, and Fern's like, so what's our plan? Like, what are we doing? And Fern's like, well, I'm just out collecting spells. And if I could retrace the steps of the party that I was with, that'd be kind of dope too, you know? Fern is now 16 and taller than Fern. And like, okay, there's this, she's talking about being, she's like, oh, I'm like taller than you. I'm like your older sister. And Fern looks at her and like, I swear it's focused on her boobs.
Oh, it is.
Right? Yeah.
It is.
Okay. And then she says, it's like, what
and
the
And she
fuck?
Looks back I and she's like,
same shit.
Yeah, she's like, what is this? It's not diet. And I was like,
okay. But then then they focus on a stack of stones
that
are in the shape of tits. And I'm like, why do you keep,
I was like,
why you gotta keep doing it? I get it.
Boobs. We get it. Boobs.
I was like, I'm like, if it needs to happen, that's the most subtle way you can do it.
Yeah, they're like, we did it. We did our job. Like, okay.
And I think that's like the best way I can describe this show is it's like very loud, subtly.
Yeah.
You know, like there's all these like little moments that are very subtle, but like also like very loud. And I like that. It's just good writing. I don't know. That's the writing I like, at least. They practice defensive magic, and Fearon reprimands Fern for not reading the history book of magic she got her earlier. She's like, if you don't read that fucking shit, I'll read it to you at night. And she's like, I am an adult. I have booba.
I have boobs. I can read. All right.
They come to a village and head to defeat Qual, an enemy from their past that the party sealed away many, many decades
many ago. Moons ago.
Many moons ago. There's an old man there who says that Himmel said that you'd come when the seal was weakening, so thank you for coming.
I love this old man because like, could you imagine, you're like, listen, I seen that elf. She seemed kind of like a bitch, all right? And Himmel's like, I promise she'll be back. And now his whole life, he's just like, dude, if she doesn't come back,
I would just be in a state
so
of chaos.
Fucked. Yeah. Like, he just had to be panicking night after night.
Just
especially the closer they got.
Every day,
know?
Just packing up your shit and being like, all right, ready to walk away from everything I am.
Go. I just need to get the fuck out of here, dude. She's not coming. He lied.
Because we can leave. We don't have to live by this rock.
We don't. Yeah. This village is three houses. We could go build this shit anywhere.
Anywhere, dude. If he comes to life, he's not just going to kill us. He's going to skin us and then eat us while
gonna be
we're
like,
alive.
Oh, cool.
Dude.
This is a nice village.
Yeah.
I'll go find another one.
Freeran says that Qual created the offensive magic Zoltrak. And it was so powerful that you could not defend against it. And it killed like 70% of all mages, 40% of all people. Like, she got crime fucking stats how much magic or how many people has killed. Man's hitting the Avada Kedavra out there.
Dude, he's Avada Kedavraing motherfuckers, bro. Can't block it. Can't block it.
They're like, yeah, we'll do this in the morning. Let's sleep tonight. In the morning, they dispel the seal. It's been 80 years. And Qual's like, dang, it's been 80 years. What happened? And she's like, well, your homie, he fucking dead, bro. My homie, he fucking dead, bro. And now we're going to fucking dead you.
And them both being Qual, like, it's been 80 years. And they're like, no time at all. She's like, right?
Thank you.
Like, thank you.
At least somebody gets it.
She should have been like, see, and then turned to Fern. Yeah, like, she's like, if I want to spend fucking 6 months looking for a flower, I'll fucking spend 6 months looking for a flower.
And then the demon's just like, only 6 months? Really? That's not bad.
He's like, dude, that's like, I was like, nothing.
I spent so many years in this rock.
I've just been chilling in this rock, bro. Qual casts his magic, and it's easily defended against. And Fern's like, I don't get it.
You said
this shit was fire.
That's just normal shit. I don't know.
That's just normal shit.
That's
man.
It. You know, there had been a moment where she's like, why the fuck am I doing this?
Fern says, yeah, you've been locked up for 80 years, but like humanity went fucking crazy on that Avada Kedavra spell, dude. They were like, we need to learn how to defend against this. So like your spell kind of weak now.
This was so hard. Fucking cool.
Right?
Yeah.
I fucking love
them
this.
Being like, yeah.
I fucking R&D'd that spell, dude.
Yeah. I was like, I was so like, oh, whatever. Like, they're like doing this
they,
seal thing. I'm like, it's going to
They
be
a had
long
a college
day.
Course, dude. The guy was yeah, like, dude. Look, he's like, this shit used to be strong, but look at this shit now. Garbage.
Steve Jobs got a hold of that spell. He's like, right,
yeah,
we got some work to do.
It's definitely
there's like
bullshit to the highest degree, but like the fucking explanation of like when they're like, oh, I see you tune the magic, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's fucking great.
It means
man.
Nothing. I love it. It's like Doctor
it's,
Who.
Yeah. It's good.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like 80 years for you and me ain't shit for humans, bro. That's generations.
Yeah, they know yeah, they got some cooking. Work to do. All right.
Yeah. Qual understands the defense and then begins an assault. Fern protects Firin as she prepares Zoltrak and then
this
kills
looks
Qual.
So fucking good.
Oh yeah, dude.
That was so cool.
He's like shooting all these bolts and shit, and she's like blocking with the
little hexes.
Hexes, and then like you just see fucking Firin up in the air, and Qual's like, "Dang, you can fly now, bitch!" And then she's like, "Zoltrak," and fucking nukes the ground he's on, so you can see like because they're on a cliff, you could see the fucking water underneath and stuff. Mm-hmm. And he's like, fucking some
fact,
Dragon Ball Z shit.
The
dude.
Fact that she has to QTE all those shields, insane.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude. Also, can I just say one of the coolest things about this anime is the slight imperfections in everything. Like when Fern first hit that rock, it wasn't in the dead center. It was off to the left. And like people like trip randomly. There's like random leaves that just are on people and they blow off. The attention to detail is insane in this show.
That's a good point.
We didn't talk much about the art, but I feel like the art, it looks simple, but it's fucking beautiful.
The,
you know?
The way it's real life. Like it is as close to real life I've seen in an anime.
Yeah.
It fits the anime so well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like the art style is like, I can't imagine this. It's like Ranking of Kings. I can't imagine it being animated any differently.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's phenomenal. And like you don't see a lot of action, so like this scene, I was like, holy shit, that looks great. But then like later on when we get that scene with the dude and the dragon, like the fucking way it's animated is so good.
Yeah.
It is so fucking good. I love it. And it's funny because like if you were to like just see like a clip of this, you know, like a GIF or something, you're like, oh, that's just another cranking them out right out of the old anime, but it's so not. There is so much attention to detail in it. It's phenomenal.
It's beautiful.
Yeah,
a lot of birthdays probably were missed.
Oh, so many birthdays were missed, dude. Like you know how Freerin's like grieving over the death of like her friends, like grandparents have died to make this. You know.
Yeah.
Did you know that MAPPA was founded by someone from Madhouse? Like they left Madhouse and started MAPPA. It was like,
Madhouse is very prolific. Like Madhouse is fucking,
they've been doing shit since like the '80s.
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely.
They even worked on some like American anime. They've worked on Boondocks. They've worked on X-Men Evolution. I think they worked on, the Street Fighter anime. Like I was looking up Madhouse. And I was like, damn dude, they've been in the game for a minute. Freera notices the old man's hat and she's like, hey, you were that kid that flipped my skirt the first time I came to the village. And it was pretty funny because, like, the kid does it and he's like jumping around and Himmel's like, you know how long I've been trying to do that shit?
Yeah, he's like, I've been trying to look at her pussy for years. She don't ever let me look at it.
She never let me look at it, man.
I gotta wait till she goes to sleep and then fall. Pretend to fall. And I get a hint of panties and you just got to see the whole pussy. And I,
this could have been a way different anime, dude. I'm just imagining a pervy fucking Himmel. Because, like, you know how old guys, you just get pervier and more fucking brain rot when you get older?
Yeah.
So, like, I was just imagining him accidentally falling and, like, yeah, fucking puss.
And then his nose bleeds, of course, you know?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. And his beard just turns red.
Yeah.
I imagine, like, why is your beard red?
I imagine him getting just, like, absolutely blasted in the back, and he opens a window and just says, I'm coming super loud.
Yep.
Inside joke. Inside joke.
Harris, you're missing out, dude. You need to
No, I know that one. You guys told me that last time I was here.
It's still an inside joke.
It stuck with the funniest thing, though, Harris, is Justin, there was like a chapter in between chapters, like a 0.5, God, and Justin said that that mayor is now addicted to anal.
Yeah, dude. They're like, these two dudes are surveying the fucking village because it's where the main character's from. And they're like, should we report back that this guy's super into anal now?
Oh, man. The world's a beautiful place.
Yeah, dude.
The world is great, dude.
Shit's crazy.
What do they do? Like, there's always doctors that talk about, like, don't shove that in your ass, you know? But, like, did people just die? Like, is that just what happened?
How? Oh, yeah.
How many years? Yeah,
people had to die.
Yeah, man. That's what I'm saying. Was it just like, what happened to Jeff? He was healthy. Yeah, he just died.
Yeah.
Like, what's... No, what actually happened? Yeah, he shoved so many rocks up his ass.
He just... Listen, Jeff shoved a stick up his ass. It was way too long and it punctured and it through just, his fucking it intestines.
It just popped up in there.
Could you imagine, like, having... I'm sorry. Could you imagine having a stick, like you shove a stick up your ass and then you feel it puncture a wall? And there's like, what is the doctor going to do?
Yeah.
Like, be like, oh man, you got to here, take care of
it.
Oh, no, you just got to sit and slowly die.
Here's some coke about it. I don't know.
Yeah, dude. Like, you got to sit and slowly die because you were trying to come. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah. Well, you'd go back to the stick, right? I mean, you're already
I'm like, wait,
no, you're getting the come out, dude. I'm getting one final before I die.
That was too deep. And then you're like, well, whatever. Mm-hmm.
Well, whatever, dude. Like, it's over.
I'm probably cooked.
Probably cooked, bro. I don't know. Cooked, the stick, I felt it. It's in my stomach right now. I don't know.
Freeran says that, you know, all these people believed in Himmel, and Fern's like, no, I think Himmel believed in you. And that's the end of the episode.
What if that's the reason why everyone, like, all these religions are, like, so homophobic, is they were just like, people just keep dying.
Stop putting stuff up your butt.
We have to put this in the Bible, or else the human race will cease to exist, okay?
Right. We lost another person.
They keep doing it. I don't get it. I mean, that's how we found the prostate, right? People just shoving things in their ass, 100%. And they're like, why? So they looked in the ass, like, what's this button do? And they pushed it, and then the person just cummed instantly.
Yeah, 100%.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and give this episode Tenacious D and the Pick of Destiny out of Jujutsu Kaisen.
Okay.
I never get these. I don't know.
Pick a destiny because the monster looks like Dave Grohl as the devil. Okay. And then Jujutsu Kaisen because the seal was going to be done and they had seal stuff.
Yeah.
Kyle, you fucking cooked, dude. Like, what's going on? Dude.
I'm playing 5D chess. Okay.
Episode 4. Freeran and Fern accept a job to clean up a beach for a fake Grimoire from Flame. They're like,
Flambe, Bobby
dude's Flay, like, hey, can you clean up the beach? And they're like, yeah. And Fern's like, this book, I'll take this book. And Fern's like, that book's fake. She's like, shh, be cool, man. Fern is sleepy and sloppy person. Like, Fern just wakes her up and gets her dressed and feeds her, like, every
who's making fake books?
Yes.
Grifters.
Who's making real fake books?
They didn't have internet.
Right. It's a real book, but it's a fake book.
That's a lot of work. People, is what I'm saying.
I mean, making fake pictures is a lot of work too.
Not anymore. Got him.
Freerun missed the New Year's festival sunrise when she came with her party many years ago. And she's like kind of upset about it. She tries to stay up so she can see the sunrise for the festival. She remembers when Himmel told her that she would have enjoyed the sunrise. He's like, you should have been there. You would have really enjoyed it. She's like, it's just a fucking sunrise. He's like, no, you would have enjoyed it. Fern sees that Freerun fell asleep while trying to stay up for the sunrise. She wakes her up and takes her to the sunrise. Freerun sees the sunrise and she's like, Himmel didn't know shit about me. Like, this is bullshit. It's just
this is kind of gay. Yeah, this is kind of gay.
This is stupid.
Yeah.
And then Fern says, like, it's fucking beautiful, right? And then Fearin's like, oh fuck.
No, I get it.
She turned into hair. She's like, oh fuck. Oh fuck.
Fucking cooked me from the grave, dude.
Yep.
Yeah, so because she's like, oh, I would have enjoyed it because I would have seen all of them enjoy it. And like, that is the enjoyment. The enjoyment is the enjoyment we got along the way.
Yeah, a long way, yeah.
Enjoyment is the journey you got along the sunrise way.
This next scene was really, really fucking hard for me. But the party is sitting there praying at a grave and they start talking about like death, and dwarves don't believe in death because they're very conservative. And the priest is like, well, I believe in heaven. He's like, I don't know if it's real or not, but like, it's just convenient because, you know, like people work so hard in this life. There's got to be something on the other side. And then they all start praying. And I was like,
fuck.
I was like, this is too much. I'm like, what is happening in my life right now? It was a really cute scene. And it like solidified that this show's really fucking good to me, because it wasn't like there was a lot of language that was used. It was just like very simple, like,
yeah,
this is why I believe this, and then people just being supportive and being like, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, he didn't go into like a whole spiel. He literally just was like, it's convenient. And yeah, I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ, like, you're the I am almost becoming religious because of you, dude. Right. Like, right. Holy shit. And that's what I'm saying, the writing is just, it's just so fucking good, dude.
Yeah. I actually, I knew, I like my my religions teacher when I went to college. He was a lot like this priest. Like, he was a drunk and he would like call off from class sometimes and be like, I'm hungover, I can't. But it was just like he this was a lot of his philosophy and stuff like that. He's like, all religions are just like a way to comfort yourself for like life, you know? And like,
yeah,
I don't know. I think it was really cool. And that's why I like Hyder a lot. I think it's a good way to look at religion, right? I think people get really defensive and like strict about religion, but the point of it is just to make us feel better, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
28 years after Himmel's death, Freerun meets up with Eisen and she's like, yo, you need anything?
Ready to hang out, dog.
Ready to hang out.
What up?
Let's go. Hey. It's been 30 years, dog.
It's only been 30. That's not even that much, yeah, bro. I took a nap, all right? I've been looking at goofy spells. I found a spell that makes my piss taste like cream cheese. I don't know why.
It's so useful. It's still heavy. Nutritionally, it's still piss, okay? That's
it's
important.
It's still piss.
It is still piss. It does not transform it into cream cheese, okay?
It just tastes like cream cheese.
It just tastes like it. It's cool. That's what I found in 30 years, okay?
Eisen says he knows what she's doing because he's been talking to Hyder, and she's like, dang, like, you're like really nice. And he's like, no, you're just kind of mean. Like, she's like, y'all just kept in touch and what did I do? They're like, I don't know, you just called us like 1/100th of your life. Like,
yeah, dude,
and just went about your life. I don't know what to tell you. He says, let's go to Vol Basin, because I think that's where Flame's notes may be. And Frieren's like, we should figure out where this is quick because, you know, Fern is going to get upset. And he's like, dang, you really did change. You just out here caring about other people's feelings and shit.
Yeah, dude.
Right. He's like, you remember when we were together for like 10 years and we said, hey, what's up? You want to go hang out? And you're like, that was no time at all. Then you left for 50 years. You remember that? And now you care about this bitch. Okay.
Cool. Oh, okay. I see. Cool. That's cool.
You said you're just a part-time coworker. Okay.
Yeah, dude. We hung out every day for 10 years, and you're like, you're still like, this is a job.
Everyone else was like, oh, we're family. You're like, I hate it when my job tries to like be that.
it's like a job that's like closing down. They got shut down. They're like, oh, we're going to keep in touch, right? Applebee's next Friday? Happy hour? Let's go, dude. It never happens.
Aizen says that he worked with Hyder to find Flamme, the location of Flamme's notes, because she apparently spoke with the dead, and they wanted Frieren to be able to speak to Himmel again because his death was really hard on her. They find Flamme's notes and learn that Flamme was Frieren's teacher.
And I, dude, all like just everybody's so likable. You know, yeah. Like, why do they do it? Like the fucking priest guy, like all he wanted to do was make it so she wasn't alone. And so she goes to help him and he just helps her. And then she goes, ask dude, how can I help you? And he says, you can help me by helping you find the fucking shit. And then it just helps her. It's just, I love it.
It's beautiful, man.
It's beautiful.
It's really beautiful. There was a scene too where Flamme, like Frieren remembers Flamme putting a little plant, and she's like, why are you doing this? Like, that thing isn't going to be a tree in like 1,000 years. And she's like, yeah, but like, that's the point. It'll be a tree in 1,000 years. And I was like,
yeah, dude.
Arioli, I think.
Areola.
Dude. The titties Areola is all the way to the north in a land called End. And that is apparently heaven. And that's where Flamme spoke to the dead. It's also where the Demon King's castle is. So Frieren's like, okay, well, let's go. Let's do it. Aizen asks Fern if Frieren's a good master. And she's like, well, I mean, not really. She just kind of like does whatever she wants. And I'm just kind of there. But then she'll do weird shit like, get me jewelry and get me dessert. And Aizen's like,
it's like she's grooming her.
Right.
Yeah, she buys me gifts and, you know.
She gets me gifts. She's just kind of like, I'm just there.
Yeah.
And Aizen's like, yeah, she's good. Like, he like asked and then hears about it. And he's like, yeah, she's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Aizen remembers when he asked Frieren, hey, are you going to take an apprentice? And she was like, no, because they just die. Like, why would I want one, you know, if they're just going to die? And then again, your boy's a mess at this point. Yeah, I was like, oh, fuck. This is weird. I was hurt, you know, fuck, got my ass. But he's like, yeah, she's a good master. Aizen tells Fern, I'm sorry that we found all this out, because the journey to End is going to take 10 years.
That's crazy that they can't shave any time off. They've already made. They know where to go. Like,
right? How? I don't understand.
Come on, dude.
Anyway,
it's just a long walk, dude.
That's the end of the episode.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and give this episode a Arizona Senate floor out of Star Wars Clone Wars.
Arizona, okay, Senate dude. Floor.
Okay, dude.
Because there was that
keeping
story
it timely,
like,
dude.
A week ago, where the Republicans were on the floor speaking tongues and praying and shit that the abortion ban would stay there.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's timely shit. That man's cooking, dude. That man's a master chef. He's the Ratatouille right
that
now.
That really happened.
It did.
That really happened. Yeah. Happened.
That really happened.
Holy fucking shit!
I'm dude. So glad that I went on Reddit like for the first time in like months right before this podcast, because I saw that and I read about that and I was like, that's wild. If you would have said that to me 2.5 hours ago, I would not know what you were talking about.
That's
I just read about stomach. That.
You remember when God I just damn. Said maybe I will be religious? No. It's people, it's this shit like that, dude. Like, it's just fucking disgusting.
It ain't for me.
It's fucking mm-hmm. stupid, dude. Yep. I hate people.
Yep. Religion is fun. Episode 5. Freeran says, yeah, it'll be 10 years. No big deal. I've done 10 years before. I've done 10 years many times in my life. Watch.
That's only one tenth. 10 years right now. That's only one one million hundredth.
One one hundredth of my life. And Ison's like, yeah, but like the 10 years we spent together really changed you. And she's like,
did it?
Cooked my ass.
Cooked. Got me, dude.
Got me. Hyder tells, in a flashback, Hyder tells Fern, hey, you better be good. Otherwise, I'm going to haunt you. And she's like, so if I'm bad, you'll come see me.
That shit was so awesome, like, dude.
He's like, oh.
Fuck. He's like, fuck.
Fuck. I would have died right then and there.
Yeah, I would have just, yeah, I would have just passed
got
away
my ass. From
pain. He's like, okay, I'm sorry. He's like, if you're good, I'll come visit you.
Yeah, be a really good bad boy.
Yep. And then she goes on to write that song. The ladies come to another town and find and hear that ghosts have been haunting a pass nearby. Freeran understands what kind of monster it is, and Fern says we should stop it. And she's like, really? Really? You want to stop this thing? Fine, whatever. The monster is an Einsam, and it uses illusions and memories to create ghosts. Freeran and Fern discuss shooting the ghost. Freeran's like, if we see a ghost, you have to shoot it. And Fern's like, yeah, I know, it's not real. She's like, no, you're going to have to shoot it. And it's going to be fucking hard. And she's like, last time I came in contact with one of those, my master, and she was begging for her life, and I blasted the shit out of her. But I was used to her begging for her life. And Fern's like, well, what do you say? What was that? What are you talking about? Why was she begging for her life a lot? Why are you?
Yeah, what happened? What happened?
And Fern's like, please. And just, that's it.
come back again? What was that? Mm-hmm. What's that about? What were you doing? Yeah, you know, my old master. I took the plier to her.
yeah, I was shoving sticks up her ass, and it got kind of crazy. I might have punched her.
I'm so interested to learn more about
that. I lost so many rocks in there.
God, imagine the anal beads they had to make back in the day. It was just a string of rocks.
This is why, like, I wish that there was certain art that didn't take itself too seriously. Like, this is really good. I like this show a fucking lot right now. I wish there was like a prequel series that was just a hentai, right? That was just like what she did to Flom, right?
Yeah.
To like figure out who she was. Cause you know, like if she's lived like many thousands of years or whatever, she had a degen period.
Yeah.
And because she lived so long, that degen period was probably like 20, 30 years, you know?
Right.
That's what they need to do.
With magic.
Yeah. They need to do, like, at the end of the episode, just 2 minute, just fucking just clear your head. Clear sinuses. Your fucking balls, all right? Of just straight up hentai. And then you're ready for the next episode.
It's like a juju stroll from, like, Jujutsu Kaisen, right? But, like, it's just porn.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, exactly.
Yeah, imagine that, but, like, you know, some candy. You have a toy inside, or like at the bottom of like I don't know, something, there'll be like a little puzzle or something, you know. Mm-hmm. You just do that. It's just porn. It's just a full
just porn.
Like,
wasn't that like Bazooka Joe? Wasn't that like that where they had like the comic with the
did that porn
with the gum?
Yeah,
but with
just
porn.
I think once upon a time they came with porn.
There's no way
there was a treat that came with porn.
There's no way.
Whoa! I'm gonna jerk off.
Titties. Fern sees the ghost of Hyder and
God, I don't want to even Google this. I'm sorry. I'm about to Google Bazooka Joe porn.
Bazooka Joe porn. Get it, dude. Fern sees the ghost of Hyder and immediately freezes. She's like, dang, they straight up.
They fucking got me, dude.
They got me.
I mean, I knew
what
it was going to be, and they still fucking got me, dude.
That's the worst, dude. That's the worst. When you know it's about to happen and it still happens like that, and you're like, dang, I thought I was ready. Fern sees Himmel instead of her master. And he says, shoot me. And she's like, yeah, you probably would say that shit. And then just like levels like 50 acres of land with her magic.
Yeah, dude.
Fern is able to eventually shoot and kill the Einsam. And they're like, all right, we did it. I was like, then they just start walking. I'm like, don't, shouldn't they tell someone? Like, we took care of it. You know? Like,
don't, you guys can go in the woods again. It's fine.
Right. Yeah. Like, we got it. Don't worry about it. Like, they're just like, fuck it. They'll figure it out. And then just started leaving. I was like, oh, fuck. They find a solar dragon and see, and Frieren sees a Grimmar in its nest. And she's like, hey, I want that book. We need to kill this dragon. And she's like, Fern, shoot the fucking dragon. And Fern's like, bet. Bang. Shoots the dragon. It does nothing. And she's like, that sucked. And Frieren's like, okay, we got to run.
And Frieren's like, huh? It's go time, dude. Dragons are a little
And Fern just like freezes and the dragon comes up. And you see her jump back and she's like, what the fuck? And she's like, yeah, if that, like, dragons are tough, if that didn't kill them, we're just going to have to, like, shoot it and run and shoot it and run until it's dead.
I like that she's like, do you don't have a spell for this? Like, I can make its piss taste like cream cheese, okay?
I can make shaved ice. I don't know. That's all I got, man.
Yeah, dude.
I got so much, but...
Dude, this whole anime is five steps away from being an ecchi because they fucking about the grimoire and they're like, this lets me see through people's clothes. Yeah. Like for weapons and stuff, obviously.
Yeah,
clearly.
This is ridiculous, dude.
That shit's good though. You know, you get a little levity with it. She's looking at dude's dick. She's like, "You got a small dick, bro," and he's like, "Fuck you, bitch."
I swear, I thought they were talking about this show in the podcast Discord, saying that like there's some yikes or something. I thought it was this.
It's a little silly.
And I remember,
I don't think it was this.
I thought I might have misunderstood the conversation is what I'm saying. But watching these episodes with your gut clenched, thinking that you're going to get made an abyss the entire time. just thinking that, oh, this could be when the kid gets. Oh, no. Well, okay. Luckily, the kid's a 16 year old now. Oh, this could be where the 16 year old gets. Oh, no, she's okay.
Yeah, so Frieren's like, we're just going to keep shooting this dragon and running. And Fern's like, dude, for real?
Please
I don't want to do that.
And then I don't
want
to play hide and
like,
seek with the dragon.
Fine, we'll go find a frontline companion so we can deal with this. And then she remembers talking to Eisen, and Eisen's like, hey, I know this kid named Stark. He's my apprentice. He'd be perfect for your team. They go into the nearest town where Stark would be, and the old lady's like, hey, Stark wants to see you guys. He saved the town from that solar dragon 3 years ago. Frieren and Fern approach Stark, and she's like, hey, I want you to join us. I just need you to distract the dragon for like 30 seconds, and I'll fuck it up. And Stark's like, you shouldn't just fucking fight a dragon for nothing. Why do you want to fight this dragon? And Frieren's like, well, because this idiot one time saw me make a golem out of rocks breakdance, and he was like, your magic's fucking dope, and now I just want to collect magic about it.
Yeah, dude. And then the other night I made his piss taste like cream cheese.
Cream cheese is the craziest thing you've ever seen.
Believe it, dude.
We had so many crackers. We just only had so many piss. Crackers.
But they got soggy because it wasn't actually cream cheese. It was just piss.
I hate that so fucking much. Yeah. A soggy cracker that you eat and you're like, I know it's piss.
But it tastes, but like, it cream tastes cheese, like cream dude. Cheese.
Oh, I hate that.
That sucks.
I hate that so much.
It's so stupid.
Stark confesses that he's a coward. And when he approached, when he defended the town from the dragon, he's like, I just stood there and I was scared out of my mind. And the dragon just left. He's like, I have no idea where the dragon left, but it was spooked. And it wasn't even spooked. He just decided to leave. And I lost my goddamn mind about it.
3 years he's been just living a lie. I'm like, that's a long time to be like, oh, is what's that in the sky? Is that a bird or a dragon really high?
Yeah. And he's like, that dragon just hasn't come back. I don't know why. Frieren says, you got until tomorrow morning to tell me if you want to join us. So Frieren and Fern head back to the town, and they hear loud noises, and Fern's like, what the fuck is that? And Freon's like, I don't know, go fucking find out. What the go. Get out of here. You're an adult woman. Maybe. Fern finds Stark just blasting his axe in this fissure, like, that's mm-hmm. in the canyon. It was fucking insanely deep.
Yeah.
He's just been going at it for probably 3 years. And then Freyrin remembers Eisen saying that Stark was a coward, that his whole village was killed in front of him too, and he just ran just like Eisen did. That's the end of the episode.
Yeah! This episode gets a Bleach episode 8 out of Rango.
He's done it again.
What the a fucking madman. He doesn't miss, dude.
Yeah. He doesn't fucking miss Rango, dude.
Yeah.
You fucking kidding me?
And then Bleach episode 8 because Grain Fisher.
That's
basically Einstein.
I don't know what to do. Oh, fuck me, dude. Never again. For years, you just sat there and let me do this. And then, you just had this.
You're just
like,
every episode going, Naruto out of anime.
I'm just out here like Full Metal out of Bleach.
Don't do that to yourself, right?
Yeah, man, you were the originator, okay?
You started this trend. People will comment on our episodes with your rating system, brother. Mm-hmm. Don't dumb yourself down.
That's fucking. I'm just saying, dude. Like, game recognized game. You know.
Yeah.
Episode 6. Stark says he's still training in case the dragon attacks. That's why he's doing the Fisher thing. He's like, I'm a coward, and if this dragon attacks the village, I'll try to defend him. But like, I say that now, but when that dragon's in front of me, I'm probably gone.
I'm like, that's
fucking, dude, mm-hmm. that's legit. Like, that's legit human right there. We find out that he had a scar on his head, and he said he got it from a dragon, but really he got it from Eisen. He's like, I don't know, man just got mad at me and punched the shit out of me. Fucking, I got a scar about it. Fern tells him about the first time that she fought a monster, and she's like, I was fucking freaked out of my mind, and then I just steeled my resolve, and I fucked it up. She's like, you keep training. When the time comes, your training will kick in. She goes back to Freyrin and says, I think we'll be okay. In the morning, the ladies show up, and Stark isn't there, so they start heading to the dragon. On their way to the dragon, Stark shows up, and he's like, you know what? Listen, if I die fighting this dragon, just make sure that you kill the dragon. And Freyrin's like, you really about to die for this village? And he's like, yeah. They took care of me for 3 years. I'll die for them. And she says, 3 years is not that much time at all. And he's like, you're a fucking idiot. Before the fight starts, Freyrin notices Stark shaking, and she thinks back to how Eisen was also shaking the first time that he fought a dangerous enemy. She said, they're literally the same person. She's like, this motherfucker just went out and found him.
Yeah, just found a young him.
Just a young him. Stark faces the dragon, and the dragon refuses to attack. Fern's like, what is going on? Why is the dragon not attacking? And Freyrin's like, she remembers that Eisen hit Stark because he was afraid of his strength. The old Luke Skywalker.
I was going to say the same thing.
That's exactly what I thought, too. I was like, dang. Except Stark didn't, you know,
kill Tony Stark.
A lot of people. Tony Stark built his strength in a fissure with an axe. Stark starts fighting the dragon, and it's fucking good, dude. It's the animation and the music and everything. It's just an A+ scene. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It was so fucking good. And he like fucking drops the axe from so high. It leaves it's like a fucking missile on the dragon's head. And he's like, okay, shoot the thing. I got it. I got it pinned down. Fucking you stupid old bitch. Fucking shoot him. And Freyrin's like, he's dead.
He's dead. Wipe yourself off.
He's dead. Like, you killed him. It's done. And he's like, damn, really? I killed it? And then Freyrin's like, I'm going to get this loot. She starts fucking like dancing and singing and shit. And I was like, that's fucking funny, dude. It's so funny that she's weird like that. And Fern's like, you can only get three things. Don't take anything else. And Stark's like, yeah, Eisen said that you were, that you made their journey super ridiculous because you were just into weird shit. And then we get a flashback of her making shaved ice and Himmel and Eisen talking. And Eisen says, what are we doing? We need to go fucking kill the Demon King. And Himmel just being like, I want to have a fun journey. I don't want to fucking just go do this thing and it be serious and boring and all that. He's like, we should enjoy these moments.
I want the cut after that, that like, cause it was cut right, where the other guy's like, yeah, but people are fucking dying.
Yeah.
Oh, next village we go to, that's burning. And they're like, oh, we lost everything. Like, yeah, but we are on a journey.
it gave me Himmel gives me big Yuna vibes, you know? You know what I'm talking about, Justin?
From
Final Fantasy X. She's like, I want my journey to be full of laughter. God. You know?
Yeah. He's right. He's right, you know. For some reason I thought you were talking about fucking what's the fucking show? You mentioned it earlier. But I don't think her name is Yuna. In the fucking diaries, Future Diary.
Oh, Future Diaries?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Was it Yuna?
No, it's not Yuna.
No, it was
something
like...
Something with a...
It's...
Yuri? No. Yuni. She calls him Yuni, right?
What's her name, though?
I don't remember.
It's Yuki.
Pink. Yuki, that's it.
Yeah.
Pretty
that's the dude thing.
Wait, Yuki's who's the what's, dude. What's the girl, then?
I don't know.
Oh my god. Oh, shit, dude.
What do you want me to do? You want me to look up the whole fucking show for you, dude?
You
I don't know, show? Just the other main character.
Just yeah, real dude. Quick sidebar, Justin, did you finish Final Fantasy X?
Yeah. I finished 10, I finished 7, finished 5.
Dude, I've been gone for a minute.
I finished Trails in the Sky part 2. I'm almost done with part 3. Dude, I'm jerpigin.
I don't get but like, it, because like whenever I see you on, you're playing TFT, and then
okay. Here's the thing: cooks, you may have one day per day, but I split my days into 3 days.
You
all
have
right?
two eyes. That's
you've
one
lived
day
one,
each.
You've lived 1/100th of my days, dude.
How did you like 10 though? Did you?
Oh, it was great.
Did you enjoy?
It was fantastic.
It?
Okay, yeah, I liked it better so than happy. 7, honestly.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude. That's the yeah, dude. That's the real answer.
It is a real answer.
I Harris, you could hear it. He had a. He said, "Yeah, dude." He's like, "That wasn't enough." Yeah, dude.
That wasn't
he
enough.
Had to go. No, I still have to. That
oh
isn't matching
God.
How I'm feeling. Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah, the more I play 7, awesome. The more I don't like 7.
I don't not I'm like just, it. I thought it was a good game.
I don't like
it
the
hit
setting
nearly as well as. 10 did. 10 yeah. was it was good. It was good.
Yeah, 10 was fantastic.
Yeah, Blitzball yeah.
Even like playing man. Even playing 7 Rebirth, I just stopped playing it because I don't like anybody. Like all the characters are mid except Barrett. Barrett is the only character that I like.
I loved Barrett. Yeah. Yeah. Also the fucking Final Fantasy 7 mod. Again, I cannot praise them enough. The VA yeah. mod for that was fucking yeah. awesome. Like an entire
so
fan-made voice acting for the entire game. Grow the fuck up.
Including like every NPC. Like
yep.
it's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
It's good.
Fucking nuts. It was very, very good. Also, the girl's name in Future Diary is Yuno.
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 Yeah.
Yeah, the guy's Yuno. Name very is close. Yuki, though.
Yeah.
yeah. Stark decides to leave the village with the ladies, and they learn the spell to see through clothes, and Fern says Frieren doesn't have much of a body to look at, and then she says Stark's got a tiny peepee. They go to the city of Wall, and they're not allowed to pass through the checkpoint because there's a war going on past the checkpoint, and so Frieren's like, well, we're just going to fucking chill here, and I'm going to learn all the spells that I can and just hang out.
Yeah, Fern's really broken up about it. She's like, oh no, yeah. I gotta stay
oh,
here
no.
and learn spells. That sucks, yeah, just, dude.
I just gotta get shit off Amazon all day now.
Yeah.
Fern overhears people saying that It will likely be 2 years before the checkpoint will open. I don't know how they know that, but that's what they said. Stark has a dessert that he remembers having with Eisen last time they came. And he's like, this thing used to be bigger. And he's like, no, dude, you are bigger now. Fern meets up with him and she's like, hey, let's get through this checkpoint. Right. And it's just shenanigans. It's just a silly little, like, they're like, why don't we fly over it? And they're like, oh, that's magic. Like, oh, let's go talk to the Merchants Guild. Let's go talk to the Thieves Guild, the Black Market, blah, blah, blah. Try to figure out a way through. Ultimately, they find out there's like not really there's just no way through. And Fern's like, hey, it's kind of cool that you were just like immediately on board with me. So thanks. And Stark's like, yeah, I mean, Eisen would tell me stories about how the party's journey was, and that's all he would really talk about. And I want to have the same kind of journey and then come back and tell him about it. And I don't want to wait here for 2 years because the man's going to die soon. You know,
man's old.
I was like, oh, I love it. Freerun is followed by the castle guards, and she's like, I don't know why they're following me. And then they apologize to her and say, oh, we didn't know. We didn't know that you fuck like that. I didn't know that you like went and killed the demon king. So like, yeah, you could go. Like, of course you can go. Not only can you go, we'll throw you a fucking party. Yeah,
we'll throw you a party, but first I have this jar of piss. Please.
Just make it taste like cream cheese, because you know how expensive cream cheese is right now? If I could just dump crackers in this jar of piss.
I hate that. Freerun then remembers when her and her party, like the old party, left the same town. And she's like, dang.
Memories.
Life. And that's the end episode.
Yeah, this episode gets a Dark Souls out of Cold Stone Creamery.
Okay.
Nailed it, dude.
Okay, dude. Thanks. And that's it. We did it. I wrote a lot, I feel like, but it's still like a 2 hour episode.
Bless this is the first time I watched the episode seven started, and I didn't realize it until like 5 minutes in, and then I was mad. I was so mad that I had to stop.
Yeah. This show's fucking good. I don't know. Like,
yeah, this show,
like
is...
I said, I know I'm like in a real emotional place, but like it's also just really good.
Yeah, I've never been more excited to continue watching a show. Like, I'm so fucking pumped to keep watching.
Yeah, I have to go back and finish Vinland Saga. I didn't even
yeah, otherwise
that.
You'll be like me, who just what's the show that you guys did when I went to Croatia that I just never watched? It's on Justin's arm.
Oh, To Your Eternity?
Yeah. To Your Eternity?
You never watched. You're a fucking
you never watched
idiot,
To Your
dude.
Eternity.
You need to finish watching shows, otherwise you get this reaction.
Holy
shit,
dude. Hold on. Like,
shit,
To Your Eternity is really...
Do you
want to
just look
at
my arm for a while?
I was honestly thinking about starting that one again. Like,
I don't think I finished season two.
Watch bad that. Shit when I'm gone. That's all I'm asking.
Bro, I want to watch bad shit. I like to watch
good. This year, so far,
I got my own Crunchyroll. I got my own Crunchyroll subscription because I'm like running out of shows.
This year's cracked. We're a third of the way through. What?
We've only watched bangers.
It's just bangers only year. But yeah. You know, shout out Freerun. Shout out everything. Shout out enjoying your life. Shout out being grateful for the loved ones you have in your life.
Shout out good
radio. Kyle, shout it out now. Right. Kyle, now you can shout it out.
R.I.P. Himmel.
Shout out R.I.P. Roman, my boy.
Shout out R.I.P. Roman, dude.
Shout out cream cheese piss.
I was going to tell Harris's shit.
shout out Roman Reigns. Shout out Cody Rhodes. Shout out The Rock. Shout out Triple H. You know,
nah, dude. Shout out Roman. No. Shout out Roman.
Fucking on your mom. I put it down here with the Bankai. What if I shake the night? Built like Bond, I can't die. Suki on me, live your past, bitch. Look in my eye. Lock the door, drop. your pants, you'll never see the light. Anime trap house, shimmin' it about to put the mask on.